You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So, Tammy, I want to welcome to the studio. We have our good friend, Dan Grosvenor from Five Star Auto Plaza. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
This is a time of the year, man. It's great to have you on because this seems to be the car buying season.
It is insane. Yeah, luckily we do this on a Sunday because any other day would not have happened.
I know it's always tough to get you in the studio.
Especially now, yeah, with the move and everything. And then now we're just going in this ridiculous whirlwind of busyness.
It's not just a car buying season for every dealer because not every dealer is swamped like you guys are. You guys just seem to have people coming in droves to want to buy cars from you.
We've been blessed. There's no doubt about it. That's part of the reason why we had to upgrade our facility considerably to where we're at today.
You know, and what I love about you, Dan, is that you go the whole gamut with your customers. I mean, you go the extra mile. You really do. You come and pick up our cars if we need it. I don't know if that's for everybody, but you work on our cars and you help people with their credit, and that's pretty cool. I've not gone to one dealership before that does what you do, and that's building a relationship with me, and I'm sure you do it with everybody else.
Well, that's actually our slogan. We build clients for life, where we take sometimes people at their lowest point. They've just left their bankruptcy attorney, don't know what to do. We get not only get them the transportation, but we will go through their credit situation and we'll build them back to where they once were.
That's cool. Doug, I don't know if you've gone in yet or paid attention. He has a TV on there that shows up customers holding up their fingers.
Oh, in my lobby?
Yes. And one, two, three. Not the middle one. So it's pretty cool. So tell everybody what that's about.
Oh, yeah. We've got, we take pictures of happy people after they bought their cars. And it's, we have a lot of people up there that hold up two fingers, three fingers, four fingers, and some people five fingers.
That's how many cars they bought from you guys?
That shows how many cars they've bought from us.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Usually those people that have bought, at the four and five level, we've sold cars to their friends, their family. It becomes their part-time job just to send people into us because we pay them.
So Five Star Auto Plaza, and you guys were burst. I love watching the way you guys have grown organically because you guys were busting at the seams in your old location on Highway 94 in St. Charles, and now you guys have moved to Cave Springs in 70?
Yeah, Cave Springs in 70.
Okay.
On West Clay.
On West Clay, okay. Much, much bigger location. You guys have room for just a ton of cars now.
Yeah, people didn't used to want to come see us because they would have no place to park at the old place. But now we have probably another 30% more cars, and it's great. Service department's huge now. So
I love your service department.
Yeah.
Can't say enough about that. Well, okay, so car buying season, one of the things that makes it the car buying season is your people getting their tax refunds.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's kind of struck it rich at times, or have the ability to maybe get into something where they couldn't before. They have a need for transportation, and they just couldn't find a way to get a car.
Right. Well, this is one time a year you get a lump sum of money if you're so lucky to get a refund.
Right.
And what do you do with it?
Right.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about that for a second because when people get that tax refund. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different things they can do with it.
We said that, in many cases, the money seems to have an expiration date where they've got to spend it before a certain period of time. So we see people going out and they have to want to buy the big screen TVs and all the things that, the kind of the luxuries of life that they're not able to really necessarily do during normal times of the year.
Right. So a big screen TV is something that I'm sure they're going to enjoy because they can watch TV, but it's not just a depreciating asset. It's going to be worthless.
It's from a financial standpoint, completely worthless. You're right.
And, Tammy, I think you're the one that told us the stat that one in five people that get a tax refund buy a car with it?
Correct. That's what it's saying out there.
Okay, so they use that for down payment. And let's talk about the pros and cons of using your tax refund as down payment on a car. Okay, I guess let's start with the cons. What are the cons on why not to use your tax refund to buy a car?
As far as why not to use your tax refund, I really can't think of too many, quite frankly, as far as
Well, the only – okay, so here are the cons I could think of would be instead of using it for down payment on a car, you could put it in savings.
Well, that's obvious.
You could put it in some other investment if you want.
Right.
But knowing that everything in life is 100% borrowed, because if you don't put a down payment on a car when you buy – like let's just say you are going to buy a car and you don't use that extra down payment. Okay, if somebody can keep that in savings, that can be security to give them an emergency fund that could pay several months of payments for them if they wanted.
Well, and you bring up a great point, especially as far as if they can put in an investment and things like that, especially if they're in a credit situation that allows them to get – because we have rates at 1.79% right now. That's cheap money.
1.79%.
Yeah. And that's a real rate. That's not just something that the –
and that's for used cars. That's not for –
that's for used car.
A new car dealer.
That is for used cars. That's a real rate. That's not just what some of your competitors throw out there as a teaser, not really kind
right.
of a thing.
Wow, so how can they do it for 1.9%?
How indeed?
Well, and that's based on their credit.
It is, and that's if you have an absolutely impeccable credit. So with that, you know, if you can get a better return somewhere else than that 1.79%, well, then it's fine to borrow it all, put that money somewhere else. If you have the ability, and I guess the financial responsibility to be able to do that.
What I always think, just personally, when I think about getting a car loan, most people seem to be at anywhere from 4 to 6% with a typical credit union, and apparently you can get lower than that.
Right.
And then, of course, there's people that need to get a much higher interest rate than that, depending on their situation.
Right. Yeah, and it's – well, and with those people, obviously it makes sense to try to put as much money down as you can if you have some credit issues that where you will be paying a higher interest rate until you get that credit reestablished to where you can maybe go in and refinance it over a period of time.
Well, and I'm hearing you saying putting money down because the average refund is what, around – I'm just going to throw out a number. I don't know. I'm making it up. $2,500 to $3,000. You're not going to find a car for that.
Well, you know, God, I'm glad you brought that up. We have people in all day, every day, looking for $2,000 to $5,000 cars.
Right.
Those cars were very difficult to come up with prior to this big surge of new buyers in the market. I have literally gotten on airplanes and flown to other states to try to find $4,000 cars that I'm paying for.
Wow.
You know, are they out there? Can I buy a $4,000 car? Sure. But
that doesn't mean I'm going to end up paying for it.
Yeah, I can't put my name on the back of it. Right. I can't sell it to your daughter. I mean, that's what
well,
I
you
mean.
Can't put a you know you don't want to have a warranty on a car like that.
There's just not enough out there where it's possible. So I have people say, you know, I don't want to make a car payment. I just want something to last me for a couple of years.
Right.
And a lot of these people wind up finding something, and then what winds up happening. Within 6 months or so, they not only do they not have their $2,000 to $4,000 that would have made a good down payment, they also don't have that car anymore. So what I tell them oftentimes, I'm like, you know, you may find a car that's $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000. The likelihood that you're going to make a payment on it is pretty high. You just don't know what it is or when it's going to come.
Right.
Is it going to be to AutoZone? Is it going to be to Firestone?
I get where you're going with that. I didn't get that at first. So you're saying they're going to be making a payment to somebody.
Right.
Okay, whether it's making a payment to a lender if they bought a more expensive car.
Right.
Or they buy a car for cash at some $4,000 car.
That needs a new transmission.
Right. The maintenance cost
will
become your payment. It's just it comes at inconvenient times.
Right.
And in big chunks.
Right.
Typically.
And oftentimes people who want a less expensive car like that, they want it because they are on a budget. So they're the last ones who can afford for something catastrophic
right.
to happen.
$1,200 repair.
Absolutely.
And there are so many repairs on cars that can add up to that very quickly.
It doesn't take long. You're absolutely right.
Let's talk real quick about the sense of urgency that happens right now in buying cars, because supply and demand, if this is the car buying season.
Yeah. Well, we stocked up considerably for the last couple of months. And the auctions were actually, I go to several auctions a week, have been pretty much holding steady as they normally do. This past week, it was next to impossible for me to even get cars. And it happens every year. So what's going to happen is I have plenty, and some of the other, I'm sure many of the other dealers have plenty too. But what's going to happen over the next week or two, the choices are going to be much smaller and the prices are going to be much higher. It's simple laws of economics.
Okay, so if you're looking for a car, Okay, you need to call Five Star Auto Plaza right away. And you guys' phone number, Dan, is
636-926-9902.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yep. That's what it was. I pretty much have it memorized, but the speed dial on phones makes us lazy. So 636-926-9902.
Right.
Call Five Star Auto Plaza, because with the sense of urgency, because of the supply and demand, the cars that are on lots right now were bought at lower prices.
Correct. Right.
But the ones that are going to have to be bought over the next month or two, car dealers are going to be paying more, which means consumers will pay more.
Right.
So if you're going to get a car, now's the time, even in the next few weeks, to go ahead and go get one before this supply, this round of supply is gone.
You're absolutely right. Now is really the time. If you're in need, now's the time to do it.
Okay. I'm not one to like want to just go running out and spend money, because I'm very frugal. However, there are times that when you see something on sale, you have to make a decision to go ahead. If it's something you were going to buy anyway, maybe right. You step it up a few months.
You know, and I've had that situation with the exactly what you're talking about. People just not really sure. They found, you know, they think it's the perfect car. We found the perfect payment program for them, but they really have to think about it. And that there's nothing wrong with that. You don't want to jump in any rash decision, especially with something this big. But too many times I see people that ready, aim, and they don't fire. And now when you find that right situation, it's gone a day or two later because somebody else is going to come right in. That's not the case every point of every year. Right now it is.
Okay, so Dan, if you can stick around, I have more questions for you. And just want to say one more time that if you're looking to buy a car over the next few months, do it right away. It's actually, you know, we always want to be smart consumers, and right now is the time where you're going to get them at a little bit of a discount. Put your tax refund to good work for you, whether you use it as down payment on the car or put it in reserve. But if you need a car, now is the right time to buy it, and Five Star Auto Plaza is the right place to buy it. So call Five Star at 636-926-9902, and you also can visit, what's your website, Dan?
It's actually fivestarautoplaza.com.
Fivestarautoplaza.com mm-hmm. is your website. So yep. visit the website. You guys have great educational stuff on there. So if you can stick around, I have questions about down payment on a car, how much people should put down, and how much should they keep in reserve.
Okay.
You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Have you or someone you know had a home buying experience that didn't go smoothly? Don't miss out on your next home by not having a mortgage pre-approval from someone you can trust. Get the negotiating power and peace of mind you need during your home search by giving your lender, the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team, a call. They will guide you through a quick and easy pre-approval process that enables you to have the purchasing power you need to buy your next home. And it gives you a leg up over other buyers when you find the home you like. Nothing impresses a seller more than a buyer with a pre-approval in hand from the Doug Haldeman Mortgage Team. Call to get your pre-approval today at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-D-O-U-G.
NMLS 298-419, Cherry Creek Mortgage, NMLS 3003, 13321 North Outer 40 Road, Chesterfield, Missouri 63017, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. Schultz Myers, it's always free to talk with us, and there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.